The whole idea is to create what I would call a culture of innovation. And when I'm talking about innovation, I want to make sure not only the IT community is engaged, but our mission customers and people outside of the IT community is also fully engaged. So what we're trying to do is to create an environment in anybody at NASA could suggest an idea, could sponsor it, could help do the any of the early stages, which is ideation, a working prototype, proof of concept, or even help with a pilot if that's needed. And the whole idea is to bring people of diverse backgrounds together to collaborate and innovate together. So that actually, in my mind, helps to build a better team. So we are not always looking at each other as a service provider and a customer type of relationship, but true co-collaborators in advancing the mission of the agency.
Do you guys put out kind of a call saying, hey, here's the problem, here's the steps we want to take to solve it, but we need help, who can help?
Yeah, we do that too. So we provide what we call areas of interest or areas of emphasis. So we put that as part of a call letter we send out to the agency, to all the workforce, and people respond to that. Now, it doesn't mean that they cannot propose something that is outside the area of emphasis. That is still allowed. So obviously security is one of the areas of emphasis. And we look at what I call some service pinch points that we are beginning to address. So we're looking for creative ideas in that space. So we try to outline those as well as part of the call letter.
You guys have looked at, I think you mentioned, about 25 ideas are out there. They're going to be short sprints. Talk about the process. How many ideas are you going to start with? And then how long the last one? And then what do you hope to get from it in the end?
The reason we have short time frames is because we want people to work on it as hard as they can and then come back with some results. And the results are shared widely within our community. And we have established a website where people can populate what they're working on periodically. And then we make an assessment, should we take this project to the next stage of the early stages of the IT lifecycle? And if it merits consideration, then we'll try to find funding. What we also try to do is try to find funding from other parts of NASA as well. So, for example, recently we worked on an RFID type of program in which a couple of centers actually, in fact, that also happens, two centers collaborate to put an idea together. So that's another objective that we have with our program, is people collaborating far and wide. So anyway, so we put some money into that, and that provided some what I would call early results. Then we were able to actually engage other folks within the agency, because ultimately we are all trying to do a job and save money. And they say, hey, this is an opportunity for the logistics organization to adopt this early idea and then be able to implement it maybe in a larger scale. Then they're willing to put some additional money to take it to the next stage. So the whole purpose is that even though we create the idea, work with people, and nurture it, we also look for sponsors, like if you want to think of it in the private sector, like a venture capitalist, to come in, hey, look at this idea, it's working. Why don't you put some money on it, in it too? So we have another example in which we gave some seed money for an engineer, and he was able to put together some standards. Now the IEEE is beginning to look at that as maybe we should make this as another engineering standard. So it has effects of what we're doing is not only within the agency or within that work group, but expands within the agency and even outside.
Do these initiatives have separate funding mechanism, or is it because it's done internally, it's kind of just assumed by the organization and you're using the existing cloud, the existing infrastructure, the existing technologies?
Right now what we have is all the funding initially comes from the office of the CIO, but like I said, we are also looking for other people to become project sponsors or to take a creative idea and then identify who would be the natural home for it, and then entice them to put additional money to take you to the next and higher levels. So right now the collaboration is pretty much within the agency. So we would like to look at now how we can collaborate. Now, the other side of collaboration we are doing is to partner with industry to be able to say, can we come up with what I would call NASA requirements or federal requirements, and then work with those industries to see if it is all possible to create products and services before they become true products and services with the input from NASA. And the advantage of that is when it becomes a reality, when that's really available commercially, there's less customization or tweaking that we had to do with that product.
What's the reaction been? Are people excited about it? Are you seeing a lot of people signing up?
Yes. So this is the second year we have done that. And this time we had even more proposals than last year. And what we have found is there are more people of diverse backgrounds also applying for these opportunities. So our word is slowly getting out, saying that, you know, we are talking about innovation and getting creative ideas, not only from the IT community, but also across the entire agency. So people of different disciplines, people from different geographic sites, and are applying for the opportunity to do this.
The other thing you guys are working on is a secure computing environment. And then this was also an interesting concept. You mentioned getting rid of desktops in many ways, at least the NASA-furnished desktop, and moving either to a BYOD type of event or at least a thin client type. Can you talk a little bit about what that secure computing environment is and how it will work?
The whole idea there is, especially with the oncoming generation of employees, they have grown up with different types of computing tools already. So I'm asking the question, who are we to then tell them what should be the computing tool they should be using? So in a sense, this idea of having a mechanism by which we can provide NASA enterprise-wide services in a secure manner through either a thumb drive, an SD card, or through installing what I would call a secure bubble or a capsule within the employee's own computer, we can actually achieve to some extent exactly what we want. So the nice thing about that is then NASA is not owning the endpoint device, so there are significant savings that come as a result of that. We are basically providing the back office and the environment to make secure computing possible. So right now it's in the proof of concept stage. We just finished that. So the next stage would be to entertain a pilot of, start with like 20, 25 people, and then try to see how well it works. So, you know, I would think in within a year or so, we should be able to make this as a service and have that be offered to our employees. Or maybe a year is, again, I'm always very optimistic. So, you know, these things take a little bit longer than I always say it will. But from an idea perspective and a feasibility perspective, I'm very excited. That is, we should be able to take it to the next stage.
The proof of concept you talked about, how did that work? Was it just a 10 or 12 people? Was it just even smaller? Was it just the idea of could it be done first, and then maybe you did it within like kind of a test and development environment?
The way that works is, I mean, if you look at the early stages, ideation. Somebody comes up with an idea, writes up like a research proposal. You know, they do some literature survey and say, okay, no, hey, this is something that we need to work on. So that you could easily do in 90 days, especially if you came up with the idea. Then the next stage is proof of concept. Be able to put together these ideas and show, oh, it's working in the lab, or I can make one thing work. And then the next step is really the whole idea of developing a prototype, which is where we start to experiment with more people than the originator and the original collaborative team. So we go outside. So right now in the secure computing project, that's where I'm at. We did the ideation stage. We did the proof of concept. So I'm going to now take it to what I would call a working prototype. Not to the pilot stage. Pilot stage will be much more, you know, I'll be just putting out a call letter to say, hey, I want 100 or 500 volunteers to try it out. So we're not that stage yet, but it's approaching. You know, start with a dozen people who are willing to experiment with us who have never been part of the project before, right? Fresh eyes.
And it's very similar to, it sounds like, what you're doing with the IT Labs.
This is one of the projects that we are sponsoring under IT Labs.